North Carolina state government agencies are facing a major worker shortage. They're looking to the legislature this year to increase salaries so they can better recruit and retain employees. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell has details.
At a State Department of Agriculture lab in Raleigh, Dr. James Trebus oversees testing on dead farm and other animals to check for illnesses and diseases. Machines here process slides for pathologists to review. But while the lab usually has three pathologists to run these tests, right now it only has one. The lab overall has an 18% vacancy rate, and one of the agency's satellite labs in Elkin has had to shut down entirely due to the shortage.
We've lost both of our veterinarians in that role. So we had to shut down necropsy services in that area. It's a poultry dense area. We're always concerned about infectious diseases in the poultry industry, particularly avian influenza.
Trebus worries that could make it harder to catch the next outbreak of avian influenza. He'd like to fill the openings, but low salaries mean he's gotten few qualified applicants. It's the same story down the hall where Daniel Gaines leads the agency's food safety inspection program. He's losing inspectors to higher-paying jobs with the Federal Drug Administration.
We do all the work. We do the same work that FDA does, but we don't get the same pay, or at least not even close to the same pay. It's a real wide gap.
In a presentation to legislators, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler asked for funding in last year's state budget to increase salaries for jobs where the same workers could earn more money elsewhere.
When we got I think we got $1 million last year in salary adjustment, and I think I had asked for $8 million. And I'm going to be frank with you. My first thought was, we got just enough money to piss off everybody. And that's exactly what happened.
Airline pilots working for the department got a raise, but their coworkers were left out.
So it made the mechanics ill that they didn't get a pay increase. So my number one mechanic and number two mechanic walked out the front door of the hangar, went down three hangars, and took a job. The first one got $40,000 a year more, the second $30,000.
Troxler asked legislators again this year to fund at least $8 million in salary increases. Across North Carolina state government agencies, more than 23% of jobs are currently vacant. That's up from about 12% before the pandemic. And last year, the turnover rate was nearly 17%. Lawmakers from both parties recognize it's a problem they'll need to address in this year's budget. But the question is how much the state can afford to spend. Governor Roy Cooper's budget calls for giving all state workers a 5% raise this year, along with a bonus of at least $1,000. His plan also includes an additional $250 million to adjust salaries for jobs where the current pay doesn't match the labor market. Altogether, Cooper wants to spend more than $2 billion raising employee pay. Senate Leader Phil Berger says the governor's proposal is more than the state can afford.
What I would say is it's probably not realistic, given the reality of the dollars that are available, the need to keep spending within certain confines. I just don't know that it's a realistic proposal.
The State Employees Association of North Carolina advocates for state employees. Artis Watkins is the executive director, and she says Cooper's proposal isn't enough to solve the problem.
Well, first of all, that doesn't even keep up with inflation. So if it was a normal year, it wouldn't be a raise that's going to be competitive with other employers. But certainly with everything we're experiencing, with a 23% vacancy rate, you've already got employees doing the work of several people almost everywhere. You've got employees in some agencies who cannot take time off, time they've earned.
Watkins says state workers used to be willing to earn less because they received government benefits. But those are less generous now because new employees won't receive state health insurance after they retire. While vacancy rates are highest in the state's prisons and in the Department of Health and Human Services, the Division of Motor Vehicles might be the place most people notice the worker shortage. Visiting the DMV these days can require standing in line for hours or making an appointment 3 months in advance. Tanika Williams supervises a driver's license office in Raleigh. She says she's constantly short-staffed because workers are finding higher pay elsewhere.
I have 14 stations. And right now, today, I have 5 of us, but I have 14 stations.
That means Williams and her team often have to skip lunches or work past 5 p.m. to keep things moving.
So I do almost 4 jobs. I'm the supervisor. I do road tests. I service almost 50 people literally daily, and I handle the front, and I do all of that.
The DMV recently raised starting salaries for driver's license examiners by $6,000 to about $40,000. But Commissioner Wayne Goodwin says that number needs to be closer to $50,000 to attract people.
The greatest incentive for folks to join us is making sure that the salaries reflect what the labor market indicates is an appropriate salary. You know, for many of these positions, they're presently folks are having to work second jobs, or they're working full-time in restaurants and earning more doing that job than for being a driver's license examiner.
He says full staffing is key to reducing wait times.
If we were fully staffed across the state, every day we'd be able to reach hundreds more customers. And you can just, certainly if you multiply that every month, we're losing out on thousands and thousands of customer interactions that we cannot do otherwise.
Over in the Department of Agriculture, Troxler says the staff shortage is only going to get worse.
25% of the employees in the Department of Ag are eligible for retirement within 5 years. So not only are we having recruitment trouble, retention trouble, but now we're going to have a massive amount of people retiring in the department.
State House leaders plan to release the first draft of their budget proposal this week. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.